Mark, this is David Akers, excuse me, Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization. I know we're calling you early. Would you have some time right now?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Okay. Mark, we have an appeal in front of us that says classification, BOE number 343, having to do with a property that I think maybe is used as a nightly rental. Are you, I know this is a Kansas number, are you, do you reside down here or are you somewhere else?
This is actually a Memphis number from three employers ago, but yeah, I retired here in Kissimmee Mills about 2 years ago.
Okay.
Right now. I can probably make this quick if I just tell you where I am. There's two things. So I have, in fact, did six nights here in June on Airbnb. And my plan is, I travel with some frequency, so my plan is to rent it when I'm gone on Airbnb.
Okay.
And if that puts me under, talk to somebody at the courthouse that said, there's Missouri law, but yours is weird since you're running it, but it's your primary residence. So that's really the issue at stake. If the overarching legislation is, if you ever rent it, then it's commercial, then that's that. If I'm able to do the nights that I'm not here, then that's really the question at hand.
So, Mark, this is your only property in Taney as far as a home, and you're just renting it out when you're not there?
Correct.
So okay. The assessor has a question.
If you're still living there and your stuff is still there, that would make you a bed and breakfast, which would make you 100% residential, wouldn't it?
I can barely hear you. I'm sorry.
She was asking are you just renting it out or is it some sort of bed and breakfast? In other words, you're just using it like Airbnb, right?
Yeah, I'm actually listed on Airbnb, and I rent it when I'm not here.
Okay. And I don't know.
I do business and still in Columbus, do some consulting work,
sure.
Which is where I moved here from. And got family in Kansas City, so I'm up there quite a bit doing handiwork, those types of things.
I think we understand what the situation is. And just so you understand, as far as law goes or what the decisions are, I wish the state would give us more guidance. I wish we'd had something out of the court system or something that would give us some more guidance. But what we've done down here as a citizen board, basically your first house, if you don't put it in a rental property, then this never comes into play. It's always residential. But if you put it into a nightly rental program. And so if you put it in a nightly rental program, then we look at your first one as a mixed-use classification. If you have multiple properties that you're doing it with, we assess those as 100% commercial for the rest of the properties. But the first one we've been doing 25% commercial and 75% residential. The assessor's question was, if you're still living in the residence, if whether you might fall under some sort of bed and breakfast classification, which would make you purely residential, but
that would be the case. I think the way I understand bed and breakfast is the owner's actually on site when people stay, and I'm not.
Well, it would actually be more beneficial to you what she's talking about because you'd be 100% residential as opposed to, in other words, bed and breakfasts are still classified as residential apparently.
Okay.
Is that how you're doing other people? I just want to be consistent here.
Well, we've not been able to get hold of him, but yeah, I mean, if all your goodies are in the house, maybe you got them locked in a room or something, but that's your residence, then renting a room or two up to six makes you a bed and breakfast.
Okay.
Because the assessor's not going to come over for breakfast.
I don't have a shirt, pair of socks, a loaf of bread anywhere else.
Understand. Okay. Comments, questions from the board.
So bed and breakfast is assessed at the residential rate?
At residential.
At how many nights a year?
As many as you want.
As many as you
it's
want.
A bed and breakfast is because you still live there. That's your residence, and you can rent up to six rooms out of your house.
Okay. It's a little different
class. So I make a motion that this property remain residential?
Well, we would have to change the classification because she sent a commercial notice. So changed, it would be,
right, because we found the Airbnb stuff, but couldn't find another place for him to live, but he's also in my personal property.
Gotcha.
And so none of it made sense, but now we're straightening up.
All right. I have a motion to change your classification to 100% residential.
Second.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Congratulations.
I raised my hand if that counts.
It apparently did because the motion passed. Okay.
Awesome. Right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Jerry, are you familiar with location at Kissy Mills?
He's out there on a mountaintop.
So it's got a great view.
Yeah. I would assume it has a great view.
I was just who's Kissy Mills?
There any banjos in the holler?
Yeah, his dad was a millennial something.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
We still don't have our in-persons, so let me do another teleconference, I guess. We got somebody, or do you want to take a break?
No, I'm good.
Okay, you're good.
Okay.
197 and 198, teleconference Conway, Arkansas. Okay.
And 194 is a conference.
Did we already do 202 with Tim Davis?
Did yes. We already do? Yes.
When he was here.
We did the Voliches.
I thought we did all three.
Which one are you talking about?
Number 202.
202 was the one that withdrew. That's.
Yes.
Oh,
that,
I didn't.
That withdrew. That was the
yes.
First. She said that they
it
withdrew.
Canceled.
Okay.
Maybe because they talked to Tim and they knew what we were going to do, but I don't know.
No, 202 got moved to tomorrow. That's a Valerie Bud.
Oh, it's just,
okay.
Oh, it's just it's off
just
of this one.
It's canceled off today.
Gotcha.
Right, good.
Okay, so is Valerie coming both tomorrow and
tomorrow
the 27th?
Tomorrow, these folks have two properties. So she's doing teleconference on these folks, and then all her other ones she had me move to the 27th. I'll have to follow up with her because with Tim Davis, he said on teleconference. I didn't think the 27th was going to be teleconference, but I'll follow up with her.
Okay. WKC has nothing to do with Valerie Bud, though. The next.
As far as I know, she
197.
Did not
okay.
Me on her spreadsheet, so.
Gotcha. All right. Just want to make sure here. 196.
196 and 197 are same owner.
All right. Do we have a name?
Looking it up.
I'm trying to dial slow.
It doesn't look like it. Let's look here.
Call cannot be completed.
Oh, I was too slow.
Richard Henley, maybe?
Richard?
Which
okay.
One are we
Richard's all
on?
I need.
What number are you on?
BOE 196 and 7. Richard, this is David Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization. I know we're calling early, but do you have a few moments?
I do. You called it 2 hours early. I'm going to be way ahead of schedule.
Yes, fortunately, we seem to be.
Well, good for you. Hang on, let me close my door here. I'm in my office.
Sure, no problem.
And then I need to pull out my file. Yeah, I've got two parcels we need to talk about, I think.
Yes, they are under WKC LLC, is my understanding.
Yes, that's correct. And what's your name again?
My name is David Akers. The other board members
David.
Here are Greg Baker and Jerry Moore.